If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And welcome to Ghana Connect. This week, the minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Makin stirred controversy when he proposed that members of parliament must have a special hospital to share with staff of parliament. That is the MPs or parliament hospital. But also, he also called for conversation to be ignited about a new chamber for parliament. It's ignited a strong storm and a strong conversation in the last few days.
There are two things that I look forward to seeing happen in the ninth parliament. One, a hospital for parliament. We can begin a conversation for a new chamber.
I don't think that the security issues warrant a discussion about constructing a new chamber, and that I totally reject as well.
So, do we need a new chamber of parliament? And must that conversation be had at this point at all? And also, do members of parliament need a new hospital to cater for their medical needs? And should they not also be attending the same hospitals as the average Ghanaian? In fact, there are those who've made the point that the distance from the rich hospital to parliament, or even Kolebu to parliament, is not very far, and MPs should utilize that. We connect on this important matter right after this break. Welcome back to Ghana Connect. And tonight, we are doing 30 minutes to make way for the sports team to come in with a live commentary. Ghana against Chad, a must-win game for Ghana, playing in Accra, just coming from parliament. The queue, the traffic around the area with a lot of Ghanaian jamming their way to the stadium. Incredible scenes over there. But the conversation, like I told you, have been ignited by minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Makin during the swearing-in of Parliamentary Service Board, calling for a conversation around a new chamber for parliament, but also a hospital for members of parliament and parliamentary service staff. This is exactly what the minority leader said that has ignited this debate.
The Speaker, there are two things that I look forward to seeing happen in the ninth parliament. One, a hospital for parliament. If it does happen in accordance with your vision, it will be a great milestone. We are a political class. Our health issues are to be known within certain confines. Because of confidentiality and all, people travel abroad at great cost for medical support. I believe if we are able to deal with this, it will help. So, Speaker, you've also talked about security. Indeed, when I visited the House, the British Parliament, the Commons, even within the chamber, there is enhanced security. Here in the public gallery, anybody at all can throw anything at a member of parliament, and there is no security. So, Speaker, I am therefore looking forward to enhance security in the chamber, and at least to depart from this old infrastructure, though it's fit for purpose, we can begin a conversation for a new chamber.
This is what the minority leader said at the time, and right in his face, here's how the majority leader, Mahama Yeager, responded, vehemently disagreeing with this idea.
I definitely don't believe that a hospital is a priority of this parliament, or should be the priority of this parliament. Mr. Speaker, we are very close to the Reach Hospital, which I personally believe is adequate to provide the services that staff here will need. And I don't believe that at this stage in the finances of this country, we should have a political class building a hospital especially for itself and not wanting to mingle with ordinary Ghanaians and the facilities that they use. So I totally reject a proposal to construct a hospital for Parliament. We have a clinic which is in keeping with what most establishments have, and I believe that if anything at all, we should just improve upon the facilities and services of our clinic that provide basic services, and when you need serious medical care, you can use the facilities at the Reach Hospital, and Kolebu is not too far away from here, and the chamber, and etc. I don't think that the security issues warrant a discussion about constructing a new chamber, and that I totally reject as well. At this stage, when this country is confronted with multiple financial challenges, so that again, I totally disagree.
So majority leader there taking the fight to the minority leader over those proposals. And our very brilliant minds connecting with us on this conversation. Ernesto Eboa, for those of you who have been paying attention to this conversation, he led that Drop the Chamber movement back in 2019. It actually earned him an arrest in Parliament when he went there to protest. Ernesto is connecting with us on Zoom. Ernesto, it's good to have you connect with us.
Same here, my brother.
Now, Densua is a big-time activist. Stop Galam say now. All the laudable social movements you find here there. Now, Densua, it's good to have you connect with us. Hello, Nadinswa, can you unmute? Right, we'll get to Nadinswa pretty shortly. And Julius Kwame Anthony is also connecting with us on this conversation. Julius, it's good to have you connect with us. Hello, Julius.
Hello, Kweku. It's good to be here as well. A very good evening to you and your listeners.
Great. So let me start a conversation from you, Ernesto Yeboah. And for those of you watching us on social media or listening to us on Joy FM, 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. That is a WhatsApp line. Please do send us a message. So, Ernesto Yeboah, you had been leading this activism. You managed to get Parliament to drop that Chambers idea in 2019. How do you feel hearing it being resurrected, or at least a senior member of Parliament suggesting it?
Well, thank you very much, Kweku. And I think that on a more serious note, what we have at hand is a serious vacuum in a credible alternative to leadership. And that's just what I get from all of this. Because to think that the only opposition party in Parliament would be fixated with this, and that appears to be their preoccupation in terms of seeking their personal comfort, is something that for me is quite disturbing, but also points to the deficiency of first-past-the-post electoral system. I think that it's time we begin to consider conversations around the idea of proportional representation that opens the floodgates for all the shades of opinions, political opinions, social opinions that we have across, I mean, board to be represented in Parliament. Because had it not been for the intervention of, in fact, the wise intervention of Mr. Mahama Yeager, we would have had a serious crisis on our hand where the whole nation would have to contend with a political class bent on prioritizing its comfort over the rest of the people of Ghana. And so for me, I think that's where the real conversation must be.
Now, as well, how did you feel hearing about this, conversation being resurrected, a hospital for members of parliament and staff to cater for their needs? You hear that the minority leader talking about the privacy around their health that must be protected and all that. How did you feel hearing that?
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Good. I was quite shocked, actually, because there's so many young people unemployed, and there's so many people who use the government hospitals, local hospitals. Why should, at this time, when the economy is not doing very well at all, so many young people unemployed, cost of living is so high, we're going to do what? They can't go to Kolebu, but me, I should go to Kolebu. Me and my children and all the young people I know should go to Kolebu, and they should have a private hospital. They shouldn't even be allowed to go to America or South Africa for treatment. If we have to put up with what is here, they have to put up with what is here as well. Then they'll understand what we are going through, and maybe they will actually become real leaders and not politicians disguised as leaders, cheating the poorer people. So no, I was not pleased at all. I was shocked.
Well, and that disgusted. Is what so just this question to you is me playing devil's advocate. I share the same view as you on whether or not we need something like that. But I'd also say the Bank of Ghana has the Bank of Ghana Hospital. There's a maritime hospital. Other ones, sometimes the they cater for the generality of the
Bank
public,
of Ghana,
but they are not
the Bank of Ghana, the new premises even, they didn't need it. That is a waste of our money. Don't let's go there, because then I'll bring the hole in the ground and add that on top of it too. They've wasted enough of our money, okay? I have not yet seen a beautiful private hospital for the unemployed young people in this country. And if they don't get one, nobody else needs a new hospital. Right. It's as simple as that.
Okay, Julius, let me bounce the same question as I was asking Nadinswa. And I was talking about playing devil advocate to say, listen, there's a Bank of Ghana hospital, there's maritime hospital. Some of these facilities, of course, they do take care of the generality of the public to a certain extent, but a certain exclusivity for officials of these institutions. Do you not see that there? Or you think the quote-unquote political class may be seeming to insulate themselves from the generality of the problems of the country?
Well, Koko, before I even respond to that, I must be quick to indicate that until the Honorable Afenyo Makin became minority leader, that phrase, political class, was innocuous. I used to think that there was no harm with the use of that phrase. But in recent times, I've become extremely uncomfortable with the idea of the use of that phrase by reason of the fact that the phrase has become a representation of the sort of disparity the New Patriotic Party, especially, and now face in Parliament, led by Alexander Afenyo Makin, seek to establish in Ghana, where there is a disproportionate privilege in political leadership as against the rest of the generality of the Ghanaian public. I think such an idea, such a proposal is condemnable. It's something we should not even entertain or tolerate in the first place. And to your question about the Bank of Ghana having a hospital, the maritime hospital, all of these things. These institutions serve the public, as you rightly said. And secondly, some of these hospitals are for profit-making state-owned organizations. But the reason behind Afenyo Makin's proposal of a parliament hospital in itself goes against what you're saying, that those ones are open to the public. He said that, what could we are a political class. Health needs require some confidentiality, which we would not get in the hospitals that the generality of the public uses. Kweku Asante, do you know the problem with that statement? Generally, medical practitioners are supposed to be discreet and confidential with the medical records of anybody at all. And so if the Honorable Alexander Afenyo Makins feels that there is no such confidentiality, then it is a public service issue he as a leader is supposed to seek a solution to, not attempt to get a privilege for himself that puts himself above the problem. And so it is about that. He is saying that they need a certain seclusion from the rest of the people. And I must take the opportunity to commend the Honorable Mahama Ayariga for keeping faith with the Ghanaian people and recognizing his role as a leader to work in the interest of every and any Ghanaian and not in the interest of himself alone. And so please, the Honorable Alexander Afenyo Makins is demonstrating that there is presently, as Ernesto Yeboah said, a gap in alternative leadership in this country. And if we are going to serve our people well, the two major political parties must do what they must to put their best foot forward. What we are having now as minority leadership in parliament is a danger we can avoid. Someone who actively tells the Ghanaian people that he belongs to a class separate and distinct, separate and above. But the rest of everybody.
Julius, are you not being
we don't need that.
Are you not being unfair to the minority leader? I mean, he uses the term mind, the political class. It's a term of art to refer to all the persons who are politicians who are in that class.
If you listen to me earlier, Kweku, I said that until he came, I thought that term was innocuous. But I mean, I am not saying this based on the mere fact that I am now assigning a meaning to that word. I am saying it based on the fact that he uses that word within a certain context that demonstrates that he believes he belongs to a class over and above the rest of us. You are a student of law. You know that words are given meaning within the context in which they are used. The Honorable Alexander Afenyo Makins said that we are a political class. Our health needs are confidential. And for that matter, we need hospitals different from the rest of the public.
Right. I see the point. I see the point you make. I see the point you make because, yes, truly, the health needs of everyone truly is confidential. That's why doctors take the Hippocratic Oath to keep some of those things very private. Let me come to you, Ernesto Yeboah. Julius, hold on. Let me come to you, Ernesto Yeboah. But Ernesto, truly, really speaking, you see the Chamber of Parliament in on TV, and you see that also say that MPs are so crammed together, 276 of them. You see the way the public gallery is made. And Alexander Afenyo Makins cites that example. Somebody can just be at the top, throw something towards an MP. They just feel like there's the need to modernize the space. I mean, and if you do a new parliamentary chamber, it all adds up to the public infrastructure of the country. And it's not necessarily to serve their own creature comfort. Maybe Alexander Afenyo Makins may not be there the next election. And another person will be there to enjoy the benefit of having a new chamber for members of parliament.
So the question we have to ask ourselves is, why do they feel unsafe? What are the conditions that has necessitated this level of apprehension and fear amongst them of the public? And I think that if they are able to avert their minds to that, they might then be able to assuage their own fears and allay, because people are not irrational. I mean, people are very rational in their thinking. And when everybody's survival is under threat, they will do everything to survive. They will do everything to remain alive. And so if you look at the social brackets, how many people have a decent job? I mean, a job that, I mean, caters for their basic needs, where to lay their heads, what to wear, how to transport themselves from one place to another. And even the means of transport, how does it protect their personal dignity and all of that? Public transport in this country is a scandal. But these public officials are not very interested in that, in the everyday lives of the people. I was watching a video just before, I mean, coming into this show, and it had to do with the market woman at the Edum KJTM market, who was bitterly like pouring out that shame onto MPP and DC leadership. So in this country, don't we even have one helicopter that could be used in putting out these fires? All we get is MPP and DC leadership coming to us after every, fire, and then coming to pretend to be sympathizing with us. Shame on all of them. Shame on all of them. I mean, it touched me. It hit me that some awakening is happening, that we have been taking so much for granted, that our own expectations of leadership has been so lowered that the slightest thing that they do, we have to commend them. We have to, speak from rooftops, agreeing with them. Just. So something has happened to us. Our psychology have been damaged by the kind of leadership that has been offered us in the last 20, 30 years. And I think this is the opportune time, given that President Mahama has, reconstituted the constitutional review committees, to start work again. I'm hoping that we are able to have a real look at our system. Take somebody like Bernard Mona. You can say anything that you want about him, but you can't take away the fact that this is an intelligent man. Take the likes of Kwesi Pratt, take Kweku Bakun. Is this the best use we can put these citizens to? Bright Simon, take Atik Mohammed. I can go on and on and on and on. But the point I am making is that we have created a system that has led the brightest and the best, the good amongst us, on the periphery, whilst the not too good and totally shambolic are in the center, right, and are the ones deciding for all of us what should be the issues of the day. And so for me, this is a wake-up call. And the earlier we averted our minds to it, the better. Look at their colleagues in the Sahel.
Please hold it there for me. Let me bring that into this leadership conversation that you brought. So is that the same sense you get that you feel we have a very poor quality leadership, for which reason you don't want to hear some of these suggestions? And also, if these suggestions were to come up in the future, will you benchmark it up against something? So maybe let you say, if you have enough hospitals, we can do some for our members of parliament. Or maybe if the country has developed to a certain extent, then we can have a new chamber. Do you benchmark these calls against something, or you don't want to hear this at all?
I can do either, okay? I can decide I don't want to hear this at all because of the unemployment rate in this country. But at a time, if things change, and I won't say only unemployment, healthcare for young people, education for young people, there's a lot of things that need to change. We can't keep pampering politicians, the political class. We can't keep pampering to their needs. No, it can't keep happening. Now we have to take care of the young people who are awake and want to really, really do something for their country, in their country. And then we are going to do what?
Right.
Another hospital for who? He has enough money. He can go to private healthcare if he wants. He alone, he can make sure his car can drive him from Parliament to the closest private hospital of his choice, and he can pay from his pocket. Taxpayers are tired. We are tired. We want jobs. We want better health care for ourselves. We want better education for our children. And we also want better water and air and crops for our children too. So he can start doing some fighting for some of those instead of his comforts. That's all they ever think about, their comforts.
As we prepare to wind down for the sports team to take over, Julius, I want to ask you, I'm going to use the political class term again. I know how you feel about it. You think the political class have such a bad PR, or they really failed to deliver? Because in this public, everything that has come about around political class there's been such a backlash. It's about pension for politicians, you hear that. If it's about MPs' car loans, you hear that. Do politicians just have bad press, or they've just been terrible at their job, for which reason the public deeply distrust them?
The day the political class, a term I don't like to use, at least not anymore, has bad PR in this country would imply that we would be having a certain level of awakening, the likes that would collapse the republic. The politician in this country controls the media. We all know this for a fact. They control the narrative. They set the agenda for what should happen. Out there is what becomes the conversation. So it's not a matter of them having bad PR. It is a matter of a public that has awakened a certain reality that they have been taking for granted for a very long time. That is just the reality of what it is. And I have always said that the kind of situation that Ghana is in now, the only way we can sustain and make this fourth republic work is if the public continues to believe that at every point in time, there is alternative government and that those in opposition would be speaking for them, even if it is hypocritical. But if we have a situation where there is a certain leader of opposition that continuously makes an invitation to the governing party that we are one, separate and different from the rest of the people, and so let's do things for ourselves, that would mark the doom of this republic. And we must never entertain that. And so it's not a matter of bad PR for them. It's a matter of the people just wanting leadership to realize that you are in to serve. And as I said, I am very glad that the Honorable Mahama Yar'Adua rejected that proposition. So nobody is against politicians simply by reason of the fact that they are politicians. There is no such thing. People react to the kind of leadership you give them. And so we should never, it should not happen that this invitation that the Honorable Alexander Afenyo-Makin continuously makes in Parliament, even if it is about issues of accountability, he says, no, don't hold people to account. Don't pursue them. Oral is bad. Because it is going after people in political class
should not treat itself.
We should not do this. We should never have that situation. There must always be a demand of accountability from leadership. And we must at least have a situation where opposing political parties demand accountability from each other. Any invitation whatsoever from any of the parties to the other that let us unite for purposes of increasing privilege for ourselves is a danger Ghana cannot entertain at this moment. You would collapse the republic if you do that. And so it should end. Someone should kindly caution the minority leader, enough of it. That term should be gone from parliament.
Interesting thoughts there. We're getting some messages. This one, that's not added. Patrick Kasuafako says, please tell the minority leader not to consider only security situation alone. You should consider the tables and chairs they sit on with that of the European Parliament. You come and beg for a vote, and after voting for you, now you cannot share the same hospital with us. So sad. You